phone and you don't.
This is the Matt Hallin Show.
You're all talk.
On News Talk 630, WPRO and 99.7 FM.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
It's about 8 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the Matt Hallin Show on WPRO. Now, every night, every Wednesday night at this, usually about 10, 15 minutes earlier than this, we talked to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com and Justin Katz. I'm sorry to hold you over to the last hour, my friend, but I had to talk to the state representative and get his opinion on this budget situation since we are in a dearth of information about what's going on.
Oh, that's by design.
You think? Oh, yeah.
Every year, although this year it seems to be worse. They're going to spring it on us, so I think we all ought to stay up all night for the next few weeks because you never know when they'll drop the bomb.
Well, I guess Friday they're going to do some sort of a committee vote. Isn't it lovely? They're going to do the committee vote on Friday, and I guess that's going to be when they have some... I imagine usually they have some sort of press briefing beforehand to get some sort of idea as to what the hell is going to be in the thing. But your predictions as to whether or not we get out of this without a tax increase?
Very, very small, I would say, of some kind or other.
Give me an idea what you think you'll see.
Well, I suspect they'll fudge the Chafee proposal to make it seem as if they stood up for the taxpayers.
Right.
So they'll probably get rid of the 1% thing, and they'll strike out all the things that were put in there deliberately to be stricken out, like heating fuel and taxing the air that babies breathe and that kind of stuff that they weren't going to do anyway. And then they'll hit us with that, and then probably they'll find some way to do one-time fixes and that sort of thing. And of course, the annual tradition of fudging the numbers and relying on some fictional amount of money that'll never show up so that they can say it's balanced when it's really not.
Did you what did you think of the state representative talking about the speed cameras? You have any opinion on that?
Well, you know, it's actually related to the sales tax thing. You know how they're all trying to sell the sales tax, the broadening of the sales tax by decreasing the rate?
Right.
Now,
yep.
Why wouldn't he propose that they increase the rate of catching speeders, but increase the speed at which you can drive as well?
Right. Or decrease the fine.
Yeah, there you go. One or the other. You know,
or don't make it a moving violation that goes against your insurance.
Yeah, that would help too. But well, philosophically, I mean,
right. Enough is enough.
Everybody breaks. You know, there's so many laws and regulations so piled so high that there's probably not a person who is a taxpayer who is not also a violator of some kind or other. And when he tried to draw this line between taxpayers and violators. Well, there is no line.
Right.
A violator, with a speed camera, a violator is me trying to get to CVS and back by going 5 miles an hour faster than I'm supposed to.
Right.
I mean, that everybody is a violator of something. Philosophically, there ought to be just this challenge of them catching you. And, you know, I think it's built in. It's sort of like when you negotiate, you throw out a higher number and you expect to negotiate down. I think that's thrown into the fines and the speeds. And you don't expect to catch somebody going 60 miles an hour in a 55. But you set it at 55 so that when they're going 80, then it's obvious.
There's a natural conflict that exists between somebody like that. And when it comes to civil issues like this, that comes between the perpetrator, quote unquote, and the law enforcement. That's exactly, it's natural and it's needed, in my opinion.
Yeah, and just like democracy, these things aren't meant to be on autopilot. They're meant to be, you know, contentious, and they're meant to allow judgment to come into it. You know, if I'm speeding and I'm pulled over and I have a good excuse, or a good joke about my mother-in-law, which has gotten me out of speeding tickets in the past, then you get off with, you get away with it, you know, but...
Well, give me an idea. What's going on Anchor Rising tonight?
Well, Andrew just recently put up a really... He's been really trying to get to the bottom of what supposed education reformers mean when they say they're against accountability. So he's got up a good essay on that one.
Okay.
I've been posting video from a three-day conference I went to on the critical question of whether Shakespeare was Catholic. But all the video of the speeches and also some excellent music that was performed at the conference has been going up on a daily basis.
All right, people might want to check that out. That's great. Thank you very much. Justin Katz, ladies and gentlemen, AnchorRising.com, one of the best political blogs on the face of the earth, in my opinion, anyway.